Next week, Missouri is scheduled to carry out its 10th execution in less than a year. The state has claimed each execution has been carried out using one drug, pentobarbital, and that the executions last only 10 minutes. But an investigation by St. Louis Public Radio's Chris McDaniel finds that those claims are not entirely true.
The United States has had a series of botched executions this year. Three of the worst took place in Ohio.
The Ohio execution that lasted nearly a half hour says the prisoner experienced pain and suffering.
In Oklahoma.
We're told in the last 19 executions, the average time it took an inmate to actually die is 6 to 12 minutes. This took at least four times as long.
And in Arizona.
Reporting what appears to be a very gruesome situation that's just happened in Florence, witnesses say he was coughing and sputtering on the table for all of that.
The botches had at least two things in common. One is that the states keep the supplier of the drugs hidden, a practice, they say, for its protection. The other is that they used a drug called midazolam to sedate the inmate. In all three cases, the execution didn't go as planned. In at least one instance, the inmate was awake and appeared to die from a heart attack after writhing and groaning on a gurney. When Missouri was questioned about its own death penalty practices after botches in other states, it defended its own protocol, pointing out that the Show Me State doesn't use the same drugs as those other states. So we checked it out. In a deposition in January, Missouri's director of the Department of Corrections, George Lombardi, said the state would never use midazolam in an execution. A section of the transcript, read here by actors, shows Lombardi being questioned by a lawyer representing death row inmates.
Why will there be no use of it in an execution?
Because we have no intention to do that. We have pentobarbital that we use.
Well, the subsection B says that if the department director, which is you, correct?
Right.
Determines that a sufficient quantity of pentobarbital is not available, then hydromorphone or midazolam will be used. Are you saying
I'm testifying right now to tell you that that will not be the case. We will not use those drugs.
But that's not entirely true. According to records obtained by St. Louis Public Radio, Missouri has used midazolam in every execution since November of last year. In all nine executions since then, Missouri's team has injected the drug, referring to it only by its alternative name, Versed. The records also show that Lombardi, the man who testified that midazolam would never be used, has signed off on its use each time. And not only have we been using the drug, but we've been using it in large doses. Experts we spoke with said a typical dose of midazolam before a surgery would be anywhere from half a milligram to 2 milligrams, depending on the patient. The amount of midazolam Missouri has used varies quite a bit, from 2 milligrams to 6 milligrams. The state contends the drug is used to calm the inmate before the execution. But Karen Seibert, a physician that specializes in anesthesiology, says the doses Missouri uses would do more than calm.
After 6 milligrams, if you are not already tolerant or habituated to those sorts of medications, I would expect you to be somewhat difficult to arouse. Your breathing, you would tend to be so deeply asleep that your airway might obstruct.
Lombardi says a sedative is normally given, quote, a few hours in advance of when they administer the other drug, pentobarbital. If that's the case, the execution process actually begins hours before Missouri claims that it does. And that would mean it occurs without the oversight of state witnesses, meaning there's no one there to provide oversight if things go awry.
We didn't have any idea.
Cheryl Pilot is an attorney that's represented several death row inmates in Missouri. St. Louis Public Radio provided her with the documents we obtained.
It's very disturbing that the use of midazolam has not been disclosed because state law requires that the protocol be disclosed. There may be a very serious violation of state law going on.
Missouri has said its executions over the past year have only taken about 10 minutes each. But as Pilot points out, that estimate is very misleading considering what we know now. Pilot compares it to a play that's carefully choreographed by the stage managers, the state. They administer the drug, she says, off stage so that the actor, the inmate, can't do anything off the state's script.
It's deceptive. It's deceptive. It's a sanitized, deceptive production.
We weren't aware of how far the state's secrecy extended in Missouri. We knew the state hid the names of those carrying out executions. We knew the state attempted to hide the supplier of its drugs. But we didn't know the state had tried to hide what drugs it's using and how long executions actually take. Missouri says midazolam is given when it's requested by the inmate or by the state and those carrying out the execution. The state refused to identify if the drug was requested by the inmates in these cases or injected without their consent. The Department of Corrections declined to answer questions for this story, but issued a short statement saying, quote, the department will continue to carry out its execution duties in a humane manner using pentobarbital. Since the director of the Department of Corrections is a gubernatorial appointee, we approached Governor Jay Nixon with this investigation. His office did not return requests for comment. Attorney General Chris Koster's office, who has represented the Department of Corrections and has defended the secrecy in court, declined to comment. Next week, Missouri plans to carry out another execution. Unless something changes, Earl Ringo will be put to death on September 10th for murdering two people in Columbia in 1998. And if the past nine executions are any indication, Ringo will likely be injected with more drugs than the state has previously let on. I'm Chris McDaniel, St. Louis Public Radio.